This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military renewed its calls for mass evacuation from the southern town of Khan Yunis, where tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have sought refuge in recent weeks.
Israel's widening its ground offensive and bombarding targets across the Gaza Strip. The expanded offensive, following the collapse of a week-long ceasefire, is aimed at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers, whose October 7 attack into Israel ignited the war. Israel appears to be racing to strike a death blow against Hamas, if that's even possible, before it's pressed into another ceasefire. But the increased tempo of operations, which have reportedly killed hundreds of civilians, could further accelerate that timetable and render even larger parts of the isolated territory unlivable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Israel and Hamas are not yet willing to return to the negotiating table to resume a temporary ceasefire, but Israel says it's trying to minimize civilian casualties.
The United States affirmed that Israel is heeding its calls to minimize civilian casualties. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby appeared on ABC's This Week program.
They published online a map of places where people could go to avoid combat. There's not a whole lot of modern militaries that would do that. I mean, to telegraph their punches in that way. So they are making an effort.
But Israel and Hamas are still reluctant to negotiate a new truce and the release of more hostages. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. military says three commercial ships in the Red Sea were struck by ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen. And a U.S. warship shot down three drones in self-defense during the hours-long assault. The Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claimed responsibility. The attacks marked an escalation in a series of maritime attacks in the Mideast linked to the Israel Hamas war. This is VOA News. U.S. funding for Ukraine may soon come to an end as a divided U.S. Congress has so far failed to approve a long-term budget for the United States government, let alone new money for aiding allies mired in conflicts abroad.
Sunday in Kherson, Ukraine, officials report one fatality and seven injuries after Russian shelling in the region. Just days earlier in the Donetsk region, at least 10 injuries and one fatality in a six-missile attack were reported. Ukraine's interior minister said Russian forces fired into the territory. Congress has yet to appropriate a long-term measure to fund the federal government, instead passing a short-term measure called a continuing resolution lasting just into the new year. Top military brass say that jeopardizes national security. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Venezuelans cast ballots Sunday in a referendum backed by President Nicolas Maduro's government over potentially oil-rich territory that is subject of a long-running border dispute with Guyana. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino.
The United States denounced the quote-unquote horrific.
The referendum deals with a border dispute with Guyana and includes a question about rejecting the right of the International Court of Justice to determine which country the territory around the Essequibo River belongs. Maduro encouraged voters to approve the referendum as he cast his ballot Sunday. In April, the court said it had jurisdiction, though a final ruling could be years away. Venezuela has said the issue should be resolved by the two countries, while Guyana requested a court to halt the referendum. On Friday, the court ruled without expressly forbidding the vote.
That is Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. The bodies of 11 climbers were recovered Monday after a furious eruption of Mount Merapi volcano, as Indonesian rescuers searched for at least 22 others reportedly missing. It spewed thick columns of ash into the sky in a sudden eruption Sunday, and villages and towns were blanketed by volcanic debris. Eight climbers rescued Sunday were rushed to hospitals with burn wounds, and one also had a broken limb. Rescuers on Monday morning found 11 bodies of climbers as they searched for those who are still missing and rescued three others. A former American diplomat who served as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia has been arrested in a long-running FBI counterintelligence investigation, accused of secretly serving as an agent of Cuba's government. 73-year-old Manuel Roca was arrested in Miami on Friday on a criminal complaint, and more details about the case are expected to be public at a court appearance Monday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.